You have your Bibles. Let's turn in them to Acts, the book of Acts in chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 30. Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 30. And beginning in verse 1 of Acts 11, these are the words of our God. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come into the house, unto the house where I was sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them, as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came in unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the land, all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. And those are God's words. The last chapter, remember last Lord's Day, began the spread of the gospel in an exponential way to the Gentiles. First in Cornelius and his household. And when the Jews, now in this chapter, heard of this back in Jerusalem, they contended with Peter how he was with those who were unclean, uncircumcised Gentiles. And yet he communicated what the Lord had done in saving these Gentiles. And so the Jewish Christians had no choice but to glorify God, in which they concluded at the end of verse 18 there, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." And we today praise the Lord for that, because the most of us, all of us, are the Gentiles who have come from them and having believed. Verse 19 and following changes course completely. It almost looks like it looks at a different part of the church north of Judea, to those Jews who had been persecuted and thrown out of their homes and now were scattered to different cities, and they were preaching and testifying the gospel wherever they went, even in Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. And then it focuses on Antioch, where all these Jews were coming to faith and turning to the Lord and Jesus Christ. And because of this, the church in Jerusalem sent a minister, Barnabas, to as far as Antioch to encourage the brethren there. And then, after a time, left to seek after Paul and to bring Paul back, that is Saul, Paul, and brought him back to Antioch. And there they ministered for a year. And so those Christians in Antioch, after a great rebellion had happened in Jerusalem, and the Lord promising there at the end of chapter 11 a famine throughout the whole world, that those Christians in Antioch took up and sent relief from there to help those in Jerusalem, those Christians in Jerusalem, because they had already been under attack and persecuted and lost a lot of their homes, some in prison, and now a famine is coming. And so they, who were able, sent relief to those in Jerusalem. God's people here were called in this chapter to continue the work that began in Jerusalem and continue taking the gospel wherever we go for the sake of the many souls of God's elect that would be brought in, that they would believe and turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we see here as we give praise to the Lord that He saved so many Jews, but also a reminder of Him saving the many Gentiles. Let's pray. Our Father, again, we are thankful for Your love and care for us. That even there at the beginning, there in Acts 11, and during that time in the first century where the many Jews were still confused about the truth of what the gospel did and does today, that it unites those who are completely enemies together in Christ Jesus. That there is now in Christ, the dividing wall of partition has been torn down between Jews and Gentiles. And God's people who come to faith in Jesus Christ, whether Jews or Gentiles, are one in Him, united in Him alone. And so are we who are Your people today. And we're thankful that You're a gracious and merciful God who has given the gospel, and You've caused the gospel to spread throughout all the world, that all the many Jews would hear, and many Gentiles and many nations will hear, of which we long for even now, that You would bring it about. And so the many and the fullness of the Gentiles would be brought in, and so the fullness of the Jews brought in through their jealousy. And they would flee to Christ. And that's what we all need today, for we have sinned against You. We need to flee to Christ. And that is always the answer when we consider our sin, that we would turn to Your Son and our Savior and King, Jesus Christ with all zeal and earnestness from our souls and in our bodies. That we would then come and worship You, the living and true God, and thereby worship You in spirit with our hearts and in truth according to Your Word. And Father, we're thankful, even as we heard in the call to worship, that there is nothing that You commanded Moses that was not done for the worship of You, and that thereby we come today seeking to be pure in worship by Your Spirit. And yet we do not boast ourselves of any purity that we might have here, but we boast in Your Son, Jesus Christ, by whom He speaks and grants us the grace to understand Your commandments and Your law, and how You teach us that You want to be worshipped, that we would worship You according to Your will. And Father, we pray that You would humble our hearts and our bodies in Your Son. And Father, that You would turn our hearts to You. That today we would not trust, as we just sang, that we would not trust in princes, that we would not trust in our civil magistrate, our governing authorities, at all levels, from the local here to the federal level, including the president and judges and mayors and governors. Father, we do not trust in them. They will not save us, and they will not keep us from evil. They will not keep us from hell. And we learned this evening that it is only through Your Son, Jesus Christ, that we are saved, and that we have life only in Him. And this is what all the nations need to learn, as we as citizens of this nation have, as a corporate body, rebelled against You. We see this so clearly in our nation, in the sexual perversities and murders and the dishonoring of You and the rejecting of Your Sabbath day, the Lord's day, of worshiping You even in the churches, and even encouraged by the government to worship falsely, false gods, encouraged to worship other gods of other religions, not even the true God. And so, Father, forgive, if it be Your will, forgive our nation and turn the citizens from this nation to Your Son, Jesus Christ, even the rulers, that they would be an encouragement to all of us in the church and as citizens of this nation to turn unto Christ, and so turn them. Cause them to believe on Your Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation. That You would work the gift of faith in them, if it be Your will, and turn them from their sin, the many sins, and their wickedness to You, the Lord God alone, who alone can pardon all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness for Christ's sake. And Father, we pray that they, our rulers, would also rule according to Your Word. That they would finally covenant with Your Son, Jesus Christ, to which they should have done at the very beginning, and yet failed to. And this again is why we don't trust in princes, but we trust in Christ, Your Son, who reigns on the throne. And so give us that faith to trust in Him. And grow us in that faith even today as we worship You, even as we come to the Lord's table. Strengthen us in faith, so that where we believe, help our unbelief. And Father, give us comfort as well, knowing that we have our Mediator who lives to make intercession for us. What a great comfort that is to our hearts, and a joy, knowing that all of our worship, all of our prayers, everything that we do for You is perfected by Your Son and received by You with the response of yes and amen. And so perfect our worship now, and perfect these prayers, these weak prayers that we offer. We ask that You would continue building up us in the body, that you would grow us in number, that we would serve you just as we read here in Acts 11, that we'd be able to give and help and relief to others, Christians who are in great struggle and trial, not only here but throughout the world. And Father, we ask that you would cleanse our hearts, but also heal our bodies. And so we pray for those who are sick again. We pray also for, as we sang this morning, of the barren mother, that you make to be the joyous and joyful mother. And so we pray for Johnny and ask for your help, that you would take the womb that you've closed and open it, if it be your will. We know that Junior and Johnny both long to have children, and they know your word, that it's a blessing from you to have those children, a blessing from the Lord. And so we ask that you would open the womb, if it be your will, that you would bless your children and grant them blessings and a quiver full for your glory. Pray that you would also heal their bodies that have struggled, as the rest and the many struggle in this congregation. And Father, we ask that your name would be praised in all things, and that above all things, since you are the great God of heaven and earth, the eternal God, the God who is omniscient, but also the God who is sovereign and eternally decrees all things, our greatest desire this evening is that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that your kingdom, Christ's kingdom, would grow and Satan's kingdom would be destroyed. And this you have called us to pray for in the Lord's Prayer. And so we pray that you would bring it about at the right time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.